Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
Welcome to Connected. So glad to have you on board on this Friday. I trust that you're having a wonderful Jesus-filled day. Remember that all the promises of God in Christ Jesus are yea and amen. God is for you today, no doubt about it. In whatever you're facing, you can make it. You can overcome because He says, greater is He. And of course, the Apostle John writes this, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. You had the greater one living on the inside of you. And as the Apostle Paul wrote, it is Christ in you, the hope of glory. In you dwells wisdom. In you dwells strength, understanding, knowledge, love, joy, peace, long-suffering. It's in you. So allow it to come out if you know Jesus as Lord and Savior. We're going to go into part four today with Melissa Flores, the message that she spoke at Women of Valor. You don't want to miss it.
Measure of His love when it's all been said. astray. Did you learn to love, not about my money? Did you learn to love? Did you learn to love? Oh, oh.
One brave woman was abducted by a stranger, fought for her own freedom, and found peace after the trauma.
Yea, thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me. You delivered me from the violent man. And he did. And because he did that for me then, I had to put that same trust into everyday living, everyday moving. He stopped him from doing his deeds to me then. He gave me the strength to overcome then, and that he was going to give me the strength to overcome now.
Deborah Sprague is our special guest for this month's He's Alive coaching CD entitled Trade in Fear for Your Future. Hear how Deborah found freedom from trauma after suffering at the hands of an abductor. Today she is free and sharing that testimony with our partners. For your love gift of $15 or more, ask for it when you write He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland 21536.
As promised, this is part four of the message that Melissa Flores spoke at Women of Valor.
Think about what people seek you out for. In an event like this, in our home church, we seek out people with certain skills who can meet the different needs of this conference. And you guys know in your own church or civic organizations, there are multitudes of needs. And when you're called on to help, it's generally according to your strength, isn't it? What do people search you out for? When does your phone ring? What's the need on the other end of that phone? This speaks to your strength, your arms. Be honest and assess that. And don't be... And being humble, I'm saying don't be modest. Be real with yourself. I am strong in this area. I have this to offer. Write these things down, and God will breathe upon that and bring a vision for your future. The next thing that I saw was my body. When I bent over, I just saw the whole of me, the torso, the body. And I was thinking, Lord, what does that mean? And he said, it means your health, your wholeness, emotionally and physically. Where are you? Physically and emotionally. And remember in our list of 12 things that it was said that age and health was a big concern, a limitation? It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. I'm so pleased that my sister has some wonderful friends and connections, and she has a gentleman friend who was a former employer of hers, a boss. He's in his 70s. That man bikes miles upon miles upon miles. He lives in Oregon, where my sister is, and we all put our fitness stuff up on Facebook. I know that annoys people, probably you. And Mom said something yesterday. She's like, please don't put your salad dressing on Facebook. I like it. So, pictures of brownies do something for me. So, matter of fact, all my friends know if they go to a really nice restaurant to text me a picture of what they're eating because I love it. Oh. I am not joking. I am not. So keep posting. Keep them coming. Tag me. But in this fitness journey, which I want to give honor to whom honor is due, My pop decided last year he wants to run across America, and he's in the preparation stages for doing that. Okay, so giving honor to whom honor's due, our dance team leader, Jackie, sitting right there, got this prophetic, wonderful idea that we should start a walking running club in our church, and for every mile that we walk or run, we do it in prayer in advance of him crossing America, and we're going to try and cross America for him, which we are where? 100 miles shy of crossing America for him already before he even goes. Now, the reason I bow to them is because prior to this whole thing, I was 100% sedentary minus gardening. Well, I'm no joke. If you asked me to come work out with you, I'd... me? I don't do that. No, I don't do that. I don't do it. Sorry. But so Jonathan says to me, my husband says, are you going to join this walking running club that Jackie's starting? I'm like, I just don't have time. When am I going to do it? I get up so early in the morning to go to work. You guys know I do. I'm the morning show host. And then until I get off work and cook and take care of kids, and when am I going to walk? It would have to be a priority for me, and it's not. And so all that saying, my sister from Oregon calls me and says, are you going to do this? Because I think I'm going to do it from Oregon. I'm like, all right, fine. I'm going to do it. So I signed up and started walking. Well, it wasn't but a couple, 2-3 weeks later, I was addicted to walking. And we, you know, I'd see Leona in our church. Leona, are you here? She's not here, but I honor her in her absence. Leona has the hoary head of wisdom. Okay, she is retired, and she has moved on into doing other things and volunteering and does so much for this organization. But she was walking every day, miles upon... what was she averaging a week?
She was averaging
24
miles.
She's in her 70s. Now, Leona, I take my hat off to her because I'd read her weekly total on Facebook. Tell me, friends, it's important to be accountable if you want to be fit. And so I post my stuff not to say that I'm fit because I'm not. I'm on a journey to fitness. But I post my stuff to keep myself accountable. That is kind of like having a running buddy because I don't really have a physical running buddy. But we all encourage each other and write things on. So I don't care whether you like it or not. You know, like I can post a brownie picture and get 52 likes. Okay. So Leona's walking 21 miles. I'm like, I'm going to at least do what Leona does. I'm going to at least do it. And I got addicted. I got so addicted. If a day passed and I didn't walk, I felt like I was missing something because I was praying as I was walking, as was the assignment. And I was also communing with God through nature and was prophetically coming alive and things were happening for me. It was a personal revival all based on this. That a series of revivals in church probably would have never done for me, but I made a decision. And this year, a year later, is Claudia here? She had to go. She's here. Claudia and I are going to run a 10K next week. Yeah. Claudia is a lifer, though. Like, she's gonna school me. I'm a noob, but... one decision, his, spurred a reaction to her, spurred a reaction to me, and now you can't get me out of the gym. You can't get me off the street. God is good. God is good. You can be a new person. Okay, I want to talk about how to make some critical changes that have to happen for all this that we're talking about to take place. Mike Murdoch said this, men do not decide their future. They decide their habits, and their habits decide their future. Men do not decide their future. They decide their habits, and their habits decide their future. So you do not decide your future, but today you're going to decide some habits that will change your course so that you may have the future you want to have. And I want to really call this what I've heard it through some research, and I'm sharing some things that I've studied through. Charles Duhigg wrote a book called The Power of Habit. It's revolutionary. And when people like this, like Malcolm Gladwell wrote The Tipping Point, it changed business, it changed public speaking. tips from the tipping point wound up in sermons. It was revolutionary. And another book that Malcolm Gladwell wrote that I highly recommend is David and Goliath. Fantastic revelatory stuff. This book here is secular. It is psychology, business psychology. It's Godly Revelation. The Power of Habit, Charles Duhigg, read it. It will change your life. He talks about AA, why the 12 steps work. Did you know that the founder of AA was a believer and that he wanted 12 steps to honor the 12 apostles? And they cannot really tear that program apart, so to speak, because it's so locked tight. He was given a revelation from God and a light. So never judge certain things just because it's considered secular. We don't know the full story. Any good thing or any light comes from God. And so Charles Duhigg talks about the power of habit, and some of what I'm going to share in the way of what I'm going to call a keystone habit can change your life. One habit, one decision can change your life.
Our God who watches over Israel, He never slumbers and He never sleeps. And God in turn He bids His watchmen call. Come lift our voice and cry out, never keep silent, never keep silent. And He who touches Israel touches the apple of His eye. And He who touches Israel touches the passion of His heart. Our God is over Israel. He never slumbers and He never sleeps. And God in turn He bids His watchmen call. Come lift our voice and cry out, never keep silent, never keep silent till like the morning, till she shines like a praise in the earth, till she shines like the morning, till she shines like a praise in all the earth, till she shines just like the morning.
So glad that you were a part today. I know the message inspired you and blessed you. It does me. I enjoy hearing Melissa speak. She's, as you know, the AM Cafe hostess. And not only that, but she's an author. You need to follow her blogs and maybe get her books. She will bless you so much that she has on the inside of her, so much that she can, I believe, impart unto you. I truly do. I just want to also tell you that today, as you may know, we're coming at the close of the month of May. Tomorrow is the last day. And so this coaching CD that I believe will be a great help to you in your family, whatever you're going through, fear will always paralyze you, stop you, hinder you, slow you up. It will be a source of failure in your life, because basically fear is faith in the devil's lies. Faith is in the word of God, his truth. And so fear is something we all must overcome. You know, it even says the fearful and the unbelieving, they're going to not make it into heaven. Wow. So we need to overcome it, my friend. Well, you can trade in your fear for your future. You can go forward. You don't have to stay in the trauma of the past. And our guest speaker is Debbie Sprague on the coaching CD this month. This lady, she experienced some things that most people never live through, but God caused her to go into a place of victory. She will bless you, help you, and I want you to know that as you listen, hope will arise in your heart. You can say, if she made it, I know I can. Would you write to us with your best love gift? We're at the close of May. We need to meet our budget, and I know it can happen. I have faith. I have faith it can happen the next day or so if you will respond. Our address is He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland 21536. You can also give online at he'salive.net. Once more, the address is P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland 21536. And we will determine which station you're supporting by your zip code. Have a Jesus-filled day, a great weekend. Be in God's house this Sunday. I love you. We'll be back on Monday.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at he'salive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland 21536.